Feng Shui is the term to describe some of this. And Susan Chan joins us. She's a Feng Shui expert. Now, Susan, am I pronouncing that correctly? I want to know the exact...
Yeah.
I don't want to be fearful of this word.
Yes, it's Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. What does it mean? What does that really mean?
Yeah, sure. So in Chinese, Feng is wind and Shui is water. So together, it's the elements of nature, which is what Feng Shui is all about. So we want to try to find balance and flow using nature so that people who use the space can feel supported and nurtured so that it boosts their immune system for the flu season.
How can we do it in our office?
Okay, so great question. So in the office, we have really great recommendations for from trusted sources like the CDC, and we have three tricks for you. So first is to introduce plants that are natural purifiers. And you can also get a purifier and a filter for the office, as well as open windows, because you want to have that fresh air coming through if people are coming to work sick. The second thing you can do is to replace, sometimes, you know, office spaces have like blaring fluorescent lighting. Again, we want to switch that out, if possible, for full spectrum light, because that has nature, you know, more of a nature feel to it because it mimics the sun. And so if you can't get the office to change that out, you could also bring in your own full-spectrum lamp and put that on your desk and use that throughout the day. And then lastly, people can also use color, because in Feng Shui, we use color to enhance how we feel in a space. So in times when your energy is low, we want to boost it by bringing in colors of wood, which is green and purple, because it's really lush and healing. And it also brings in energy of vibrant health and vitality. And we also want to bring in yellow, because yellow is the grounding energy of earth. So those are our three recommendations.
Susan, you mentioned plants. Does it matter what kind of plant?
So I would recommend a plant that one, of course. I don't have any specific ones, but well, you can use bamboo plants because they don't need direct sunlight. But I would avoid, if you could, the pointy leaves and see if you can get something a little more rounded.
We're talking this morning with Feng Shui expert Susan Chan. We've seen that sort of, you mentioned about the immune system. So that's the key relating to any kind of those, the flu or other illnesses that we have. Does it also help improve, I guess, your workplace efficiency, or, you know, maximize your abilities?
Oh, absolutely. So when you're sick, right, you have a certain energy that is, you know, a little more what we call depressed or down. So when you do these, you know, go hand in hand with the Feng Shui tips, as well as some other things that office managers could do, which is wiping down surfaces, because the germs can live on surfaces, the flu germs can live on surfaces for 48 hours. So if we can use hand-in-hand these Feng Shui tips with these other tips, we can make sure that people are feeling boosted. And when you feel good, right, you know, when you feel good, you actually have more energy, and that energy is infectious, so that, you know, we want to infect people with positive energy and good health.
And what kind of a, I guess, response do we see, or how soon? We always want to know, okay, I've got my plant, I've got the colors ready. Do it to me. How long does it take before we sort of feel the effects of something like this?
Well, you can definitely feel the effects right away. So what we're looking to do is to be preventative. So we want to start, you know, the flu season hasn't come full force just yet. And that's what we're trying to do, is to give you these tips so we can prevent, and hopefully it will be immediate.
I'm looking at one of the tips you have in here, and this is one of those that I dread a lot, is I'll sit at my desk and I'll look up and I'll see that air vent that's been there for the longest time. And I think, was that air vent ever white? I'm not quite sure what color it's supposed to be, but that indicates there's a lot of particles in the air. I guess a good cleaning can't hurt your environment either.
Absolutely. So you want natural fresh air. So cleaning the vent, having the vent cleaned regularly so all the dust particles can be cleared off, would be fantastic, because when you have particles in the air, it can also affect your lungs, and that can also affect getting the flu.
Do you also get into where we place our desks or chairs or where we should be in relation to a window?
Yes. So when you, what we want you to be is in what we call the command position. So the command position is being able to see the door, the front door, or the door of the room in which you're sitting. Because again, we want to make sure that somebody's chi or energy is at its optimal level. And so if you're you're sitting with your back to the door and somebody walks in, or if you hear people walking in the hallway or past your cubicle, you're always wondering, like, what's going on behind me? So your chi can't be settled. And because of that, it also takes away from your energy. And we want to make sure that you can see that door. If you have a window behind you, you can counteract that by having a chair with a high back. So this way you are protected from behind. And in feng shui, we call that being protected by the mountain.
What about temperature? Is there a certain good setting for a temperature for that environment too to also benefit us?
Well, temperature, I always say, you know, the cooler the better, because when it's really warm, people start falling asleep. But I don't have any particular temperature per se, but I definitely like it on the cooler side myself.
All right. If people want to find out more about some of these tips and just getting things set, as it helps your environment, not only for the flu, but all year round, what's a good place to get some details?
I would have everyone go to staplesadvantage.com/health and wellness. And you can set up an account and have some flu fighting supplies delivered right to your office. And you can also check out my website at fengshuicreative.com for more feng shui tips.
Sounds great. Susan Chan, feng shui expert, thank you for joining us this morning, sharing some of those tips. Appreciate that.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks.